Good afternoon. With another deep storm off of the northeast coast, we have another brisk and chilly and a bit unsettled Monday afternoon going across the interior sections of New York and New England, with a strong northwest breeze only adding to the chill. Plenty of clouds around. However, as the storm slowly lifts out and high pressure eases in from the Ohio Valley, we should have more in the way of breaks in the cloud cover, with more sunshine as we get deeper into the afternoon and certainly into the evening hours. High temperatures today, though, will struggle and remain a solid 5 or 8 degrees below average and mainly reach the lower to middle 40s. Clouds will continue to break up overnight tonight, and with high pressure moving overhead, the winds will die out, and the temperatures will drop off to morning lows in the teens and lower to mid-20s. This will set us up for a good first day of April tomorrow. With brilliant sunshine, it'll be milder, some clouds moving in later on, but a dry day with temperatures up around 50. On Wednesday, a weak disturbance will head through. This will produce more clouds and maybe a passing shower, with highs in the upper 40s. Back into the lower 50s with a dry day on Thursday and a mixture of sunshine and clouds. On Friday, we'll watch the next storm head in our direction with sunshine to start, giving way to increasing clouds. As the storm makes an approach and the clouds thicken, there's a chance of a few showers by the end of the day, but most of the rain will hold off until at least Friday night. During the day Friday, temperatures will once again reach into the lower 50s. So the best chance of rain will be on Saturday, with cloudy skies and showers around, temperatures staying in the upper 40s. Then behind this system will start a drying trend on Sunday, although it'll be breezy and cool once again. Under a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs will be in the upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a powerful storm will track out of the central plains and into the upper Midwest through tonight and tomorrow. On this track, the northern plains into northern parts of Minnesota will endure a major late winter storm. Blizzard warnings are out for almost all of North and South Dakota and extreme western Minnesota. Snowfall totals will range from 3 to 6 inches in some spots to as much as 12 to 16 inches in central North Dakota. In addition to the snow, winds will gust up to 50 miles per hour, resulting in whiteout conditions with near zero visibility. The significant wind will also produce considerable blowing and drifting snow over the next 48 hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Pecos, Texas, to a low of zero at Spinach Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with a few showers left near 50, Boston cloudy and windy with rain showers and highs near 40, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 31, the record high, 89, set in 1998, and the record low, 12, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m., sunset this evening at 7:20 p.m., 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy this afternoon, with more breaks of sunshine deeper into the day, highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy, still a couple of rain showers left, especially in New England, with more breaks of sunshine in New York deeper into the afternoon. Highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine through the afternoon with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with some breaks of sunshine, breezy through the afternoon, and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine through the afternoon, continued breezy and chilly with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild. There's some clouds moving in later on, still highs near 50. A shower possible Wednesday, otherwise dry and partly sunny in the upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds in the lower 50s Thursday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Friday. A late-day shower possible in the lower 50s. Showers likely Friday night and Saturday in the upper 40s Saturday afternoon. And a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler Sunday with highs in the middle to upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.